Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast. I am your host, Chris, and joined here today with my best friend, my partner in crime, my Robin to my Batman, my boy Lenny. What's up, Elfeezy?
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's me again.
Oh, I have no idea how we did that. What?
Yeah, what the hell?
Ghost? Whatever.
I swear it happened last time, too.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Are you sure you didn't press something?
I didn't press a thing. Shout out to Riverside. We're sponsored by Riverside, guys. If you want to use our code 2pinos in a pod at riverside.com or riverside.fm.
Hey, not the shout out there.
Not the shout out there.
Not AM. AM sucks.
Not AM, FM's bro. FM's where it's at, you know? Because I am AM.
In Filipino mode.
Yep. All right, just hop into it, bro. How's your week been?
Damn. How's my week been? It's been good. This week, Jez's friends came in to visit. So I was just hosting them. And it was kind of nice to have some friends visit and showing them around. It's always nice catching up with people in Jez's case, she was catching up with them. But in my case, it was just, meeting someone new who is a very important person in her life and, proving myself that I'm worthy of Jez's, to be Jez's husband. So
I guess you are, buddy.
Yeah. So that's how it's been. What week is this for the OR? I think, 1 week. Into OR training now, and some big boy stuff now.
It's intense, yes, huh? Dude, we're getting into some big boy territory here, man. It's getting kind of nuts.
I know. So I think this first week has been about like talking about or practicing universal protocol, which is like doing a timeout and then interviewing the patients and, you know, getting the critical information for surgery, like, you know, their name, birthday, procedure, consent, last time they ate or drink, their allergies, you know, something like that. Nothing too fancy, no biggie or anything.
Just the easy stuff.
Yeah, it's not like I'm cutting up bodies or, you know, cleaning them.
Yeah, just handing the scalpel to the guy to cut the body.
Just baby stuff. Baby steps.
That's good, though.
But yeah, how's your week been, sir? I know you got some big stuff, or you got something interesting.
Yeah. This week in general has been really intense. I've been working so much. I think I have like 40 hours of overtime on top of my regular 80 hours. So it's been really intense. I've been working like 12-hour days. It really takes a toll on the body. I was not eating a good amount of food, even though they did feed us at work. But I also got sick twice within like a 3-week span. So I was just in and out of like fevers and whatnot. It's funny too, because when I was doing the editing for the last pod, or for our second episode, the description, our AI descriptor put, Chris discuss getting over COVID-25. I'm like, what the fuck is COVID-25?
Like, it's a new breed. It's a new strain of COVID right now. Chris got it.
Me and Autumn looked it up, and like COVID-25 is a TV show produced by NBC.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, okay. Are you a celebrity?
Yeah, hopefully, man. Yeah, I'm just a guest host on that show. It's just like a scene of me sick in bed. No, but we had another big thing. We had an interview today for another big boy job, and the big boy job ended up being really intimidating because of where it was. It was on Tripler. I don't know if my security clearance will allow me to say that.
Confidence. Cut it out if it's, you know.
Cut it out.
Not allowed. Copyright infringement.
You know?
Joey.
Not Uncle Joey, though. The fact that they never called him Uncle Joey really bothered me. I'm like, bro, that's your uncle. He lives with you. That's your uncle, bro. And I don't know. He'd be wild. Full House is always like, that's like the go-to comfort show for Autumn and I. So
whatever happened to something, something, something?
Predictability.
Paperboy.
Evening TV.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, the interview went really well, dude. The guy who interviewed me was really nice. His name's nice. Will, I believe. Really, really cool guy. He just came back from a vacation at Japan and China. So okay. I was like, it was really cool to talk about.
She's like, oh, you visited my homeland. So yo, no, I can't fucking make an accent. I'm going to get
so
canceled.
Yo. For you. Uncle Roger approved. For you.
I put my name up for this.
Are we back? Are we back?
Yeah, we back.
Are we LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But yeah, man, that was my week. My week has been very full of work and irritated with my bosses and being at work too long, not eating enough. I haven't seen my girlfriend very much either. We did get the same days off this week, so which is really nice. So we got to hang out a good amount these past couple of days. But you know, having free time is very much missed.
Hey, but you know what? You've been able to see and hang out with your boyfriend at least once a week.
Exactly. Dude, we gamed a good amount yesterday.
Yeah, we
exactly.
did.
And that was much needed, dude. Jeez, a lot of good relief there.
That was fun. Good vibes all around. And shout good out our Twitch friend, Jazzy Cat TV.
Yep.
Go follow
her
and watch
her.
Yeah, J-A-Z-Z.
Jazzy Kitty Cat, follow her.
Oh, Kitty Cat. Sure, my bad.
Jazzy Kitty Cat, follow her on Twitch. She streams every day for 3 hours, guys.
She's the homie.
Jazzy, hope you're watching. This is for you.
This is what we look like.
But yeah, man, that was a good week. We also have some big news about what happened this week, but we'll do that on the next segment. Do you have any other things to talk about?
Oh, wait, the script is old. I got to exit out of that one before I get confused. What else did I want to talk about? But no, I don't think I have anything else to talk about. So yeah, we can move on to the next.
Cool. All right. Our first episode of the Two Pinos in the Pod podcast premiered this week. What were your initial thoughts before everyone's reactions?
Okay, so first initial thoughts, I was like, damn. My first initial thought was, damn, we fucking made it. We fucking did it. We finally... posted a video on YouTube. We did what we said we would do in 2024, New Year's resolution. And so I was proud of ourselves. And and it was also super cool to see the support and love that we were getting from our friends and family. So that's just dope, and it just motivates me to even want to keep pushing and posting more videos and getting ideas from our friends and family, because they're the ones that's listening. So I want to be able to talk about stuff that they want to hear too. So that was my first initial thought. Second, holy shit, I sound like a fucking howl over here with my mainland
second
pronunciation.
Second thought there, guys.
In conclusion, I concur.
I concluded. Yeah.
My brother was like, oh shit, bro, you gotta put in some milk into that to that podcast. But man, you gotta change the title to Two Howlers in a Pod.
Damn, that's so fucked. How's this guy?
But yeah, that was my thoughts. I think I gotta try to bring out the milk a little bit.
Yeah, bro. I went to school for these scrubs to wear these scrubs. You know what I mean?
Scrub is the guy to get no love from me on the passenger side. What?
My initial thoughts from this whole thing was, I knew it was going to be a lot of work from the beginning, and I didn't want to overwhelm you going into it, so I purposely wanted us to record a few before releasing one, and it ended up working in our favor, because now we have feedback, and we're still recording more on the side, so we can really build upon some constructive criticism, or, like, work on whatever people actually like. You know, because it is very hard to make these episodes, specifically because we know so much about each other already that if we don't find the right topic, it's just going to be like, oh, yeah. You know?
It's so funny, too, because, like, in between episodes, we'd be talking, you know, just casually, and then we're like, Oh, okay, okay. We'll save it for the pod. We'll save it for the pod. Yeah, we'll talk about it more on the pod.
Exactly. Because I'm like, bro, there's a finite amount of things that we could talk about. Although we are only on episode 6, it's just like, I don't want us to run out too soon. Because there's like podcasts I watch, they're like on their 5th year. And they're like, what the fuck do we talk about now? And I don't want us to be that.
Yeah, that's true. I do want to be a guy that is still making videos in that time frame. You know what I mean? Like, keep pushing to that point. Sorry, I got heartburn. I take medications every day.
Damn. I take Tums. Yeah,
can you tell I'm almost 30?
Jeez, bro.
The sciatica is kicking in.
I used to watch New Girl, and I'd be like, wow, these guys are in their late 20s, and they still act like this. So there's nothing to worry about. And then now I'm like about to reach 30. I'm watching New Girl. I'm like, fuck, these guys had it way more together than I do right now.
Dude, New Girl was the fucking shit. It was probably one of my favorite TV shows.
Yeah, and it aged well. Yeah. Because How I Met Your Mother used to be one of mine, and then it just did not age well. You know, the whole sexist Barney situation.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Very misogynistic.
I identify as Winnie the Bish.
Winnie the Bish, aka Winnie the Bish. but yeah, we had some good reactions from our first episode, man. And that's like the roughest cut. Jez actually edited the first episode. Shout out to Jez.
Shout out to Fiance. Love you,
shout
baby.
Shout out to Beyonce.
My boy.
We had a lot of really cool conversations with people that like watched the video, and we had our friend Yvette. She was like, oh, my husband's first ringtone was Chang Hang Low.
I know.
Just
I
like you.
Saw that. Yeah. They are Chang Hang Low.
Yeah.
So it just shows that, you know, we're able to relate with the people.
Yeah, I always have our friends in mind, in case there's an inside joke we can explain on here. We even had like old.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No.
You're good. No.
So.
Okay, bye. You got me.
Okay. So.
Okay, fine.
No, we had our boy Stanton that we haven't talked to in years reach out to you, and I think that was really, really cool, man. Like, I love hearing from old friends that we haven't heard from in a long time,
and like being able I was really touched by that. I mean, I've been talking to Stanton about like our love for K-pop, and he's looking out. He's looking forward to that episode where we get to talk about our love for K-pop and New Jeans and Le Sserafim and XG. Oh, Alpha.
Stanton, I'm sorry, but there's not going to be an episode like that. It's called XG Two Pinos in a Pod. Way. Not two Bulgogis in a Pod.
None. 사랑해.
사랑해. 안녕하세요. 사랑해.
아빠.
아빠. 엄마.
Oh my, oh my God. It's
so fuck.
We'll get that episode later on. Don't worry, Stanton. Yeah. I hope you're still watching by the time that episode comes out. Love you,
buddy. By the time this episode comes out.
I know.
I'm so nervous. Like, fourth episode in, everybody's just like, another one.
No, we're just background music, background noise. You know what? I'm fine,
dude. Exactly. Too, you know? My sister is driving from Seattle, Washington to Vancouver today with my mom and my rest of my family. And they are listening to the pod. They're listening to the pod on the way up.
Hey.
I think that's really cool.
Much love. Mahal kita, you friends and family. Papamilia. You friends.
Fuckers.
Sorry, the moke was coming out a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You fickers.
Was this about low volumes and whatnot?
Oh, did I put that shit? You know what? Just because like when I would crank it in a car, I'd have to crank up the volume to like 40 just so shit.
Okay, crank it up.
I'd have to crank up the volume in my car to 40, which typically I crank it out to 30, so it was just soft, you know. But you know what, it's fine as long as you can hear. Oh my god.
Yeah, I feel so. Yeah, we can always just crank it up more, right? You want to record on a MacBook?
It was fine the previous stream, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it's just not hardwired in.
Maybe. But yeah, that was about it. But you know, just talking about our mainland voices and all that stuff, our mainland voice, our very professional, well enunciated voice, it made me think about our customer service voice. Because, I mean, you work in customer service. I've worked in customer service before. I feel like even as a nurse, it's customer service. So it made me think about, like, how we sound. And so do you want to give an example of what your customer service voice sounds like?
Oh, God, I hate this voice.
Yeah, come on. Do it for the people.
For the guys. Hi, how you doing, sir? How may I help you? It's very polite. It's very high-pitched so that it's not, like, confrontational at all. And I don't know. It's worked for me in the past. Mm-hmm. Not for much longer, hopefully.
Okay, what if I were to make a complaint about something like, you know, service here is so slow. I can't believe this. You guys are terrible. I'm so frustrated. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God. I'm passive aggressive when I'm doing customer service voice, so my face says something totally different. Alrighty, sir, no problem. I can totally get you some service, but I wanted to know that you did pick the time and place you ate today. You clearly see that it's very busy.
Clearly. Take a look around, sir.
Take a look around, sir. It's humbug in here, as they say. Yeah, dude, I'm not a big fan of customer service voice. I also, your brother, I speak pigeon at work all day. All day. I work with, like, dudes that just lift heavy shit and put them down. So all day I'm like, hey, bro, go grab the thing over there, bro, real quick. Like, I'm speaking moke to countless people.
Because otherwise,
why would I want to do that at home?
Funny, he was like, he had to slow it down a little bit so he could understand us. But when you speak pigeon, bro, you know, you can talk so fast and, you know, the kind, you're going to understand exactly what we're going to say, bro. Just, you know, on the Heineken bottle.
I'm trying not to speak really fast. And I also, if you're not even moke, but like local people, they say yeah after everything. I like, oh, you're going to go over there, yeah? Oh, no, yeah? Like, no, yeah, 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 no. Like, all of this dumb shit, like, you're trying to keep up.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. I want to take this time to shout out Riverside, riverside.fm. If you want to use our promo code 2pinos, you'll get 10% off your first month using our promo code. So go ahead and try it out at riverside.fm/2pinos.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So The Bachelor, this one. Yep. This idea was suggested by my friend Liana. Shout out Liana and shout out her boyfriend, one of my best friends, Mike.
Shout out them. Shout out Mike and Lee.
I see you. Lee. Liana.
Lee.
So she wanted me to talk about The Bachelor. And it's this season, I've been watching this season, not the ones prior because I'm just not like into this reality dating TV show, but with this season specifically, the reason why I'm watching it this season is because there are two contestants that are from Hawaii.
Okay.
One of them, it just says Honolulu, but she's an ICU nurse. Second one is from my fucking hometown of Waipahu.
94 block.
Filipino.
Okay, relax.
Two pinos in a pod.
Waipahu, home of Pacific Marketplace, also Seafood City.
Hey, and Jollibee.
Two pinos in a pod.
And of course, they have a Max's.
And a Max's. Two pinos in a pod.
Okay, so the reason why I'm into this season is because of the two girls there, but I'm just getting more interested in this season is because I'm starting to, you know, feel for the characters. I'm finding like the ones that I have favorites for, and then, you know, typical reality TV show, there's going to be drama that I'm into right now. So just to start us off, it sounds like, Chris, you don't really watch The Bachelor, right? So you have no clue what I'm talking about, right?
I mean, I understand the concept. I just don't really watch it for the people.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're attractive ladies. The Bachelor is apparently, like, one of the hottest ones or something. I'm not gay or anything, but he is pretty good looking.
I'll give him that.
But for you, Chris, I want you to do something fun here, okay?
Okay.
So you don't know these contestants, right?
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
So I want you to just, you know, take a quick browse here. And tell me which ones. Look at Joey. Oh, is it Uncle Joey? Okay. Tell me which ones you favorite. Holy. Right. Okay. I wonder if I can zoom out so you can see a little more of the contestants. Okay.
I see some more variety here.
Cap. So, you know, take a quick breeze through. And then I want you
go back up. Okay, keep going.
This is the top. I want you to pick top five, okay?
Okay.
Top five.
This is not going to be good for my relationship.
All right, so this is the Hawaii girl, Waipahu, 94.
Her Leia?
Yeah, Leia. Shout out Leia.
Shout out Leia Salonga and Leia Lawrence Lakar.
Okay, and I think that's it right there. Oh, here's the other Hawaii girl.
Wait, I can't tell if that's something on her forehead or is that something on my computer screen.
I think that's a beauty mark.
Okay.
So
okay,
on gotcha. Her forehead. Okay, so that's for all her. Of them. I'll go
definitely
one
not Sydney.
All the top.
Let me tell you right now, it's not going to be Sydney.
Let's go back to Sydney. Definitely it's not Sydney. Are you sure?
Definitely not Sydney. It's definitely not Zoe 404 head over there. Jesus.
Okay.
We'll strike down that whole bottom row. How about that?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, fair game.
Not Star with two R's. Definitely not. Sandra got too big hair. Nope. Samantha got some big ass teeth. Nope. Sam has like this, weird face shape, where it just looks
like
a little too long.
Around, to be honest.
Yeah, she has the jawline of a bossy woman. We'll keep Rachel because she's from Hawaii. But
yes, sir.
Nat, no too many chins. Marlena, we'll keep Marlena.
Okay.
Maria, no.
Maria.
Maria, no.
What are your thoughts on Maria? No? Just straight no? Okay.
Just straight no. Big forehead. Part down the middle. Not my type.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
What's the next one? Medina? Medina's family reunion? No. No, thank you.
Medina Ablangana?
Medina's 31, too, on The Bachelor. Oh, no. No, thank you. Lexi, 30 in The Bachelor? No, thank you.
Okay.
Leia is cool. Of course, she gets in because she's from Hawaii.
You saw.
Lauren, I'd have to see Lauren's teeth. So far, she's looking good so far.
You hear that?
A lot of teeth pictures here, but like,
teeth
I don't
very
know.
Important to Chris.
I mean, yeah, I have crooked teeth. I need my partner to have straight teeth.
Balance. It's called balance.
Yeah, it's called balance, guys. Lonnie, we'll keep Lonnie.
Lainey, I think.
Lainey, but, okay. Maybe not. Then well, no, on. just because it's Lainey, no. We're not going to
do Lainey.
Stay in your Lainey, Lainey. Kyra. Kyra has like she has skinny girl bone structure. So I can see her collarbone. It's a negative.
Okay.
Kelsey.
T?
Kelsey seems cool. We'll keep Kelsey for now.
Yeah. Okay.
Kelsey A, no.
Okay.
Kayla, no.
Okay.
Caitlin, no. Jess.
You sure you want to?
Oh, you like Caitlin? Caitlin, remind you of somebody?
I do like Caitlin. No?
How many do I have so far? I have four, right?
I think so. But you know,
the
we,
two
we're
girls
not,
from Hawaii.
We're not done through the list yet, so.
Okay, fine.
I think you said the two girls from Hawaii, the bottom row out. I think you said Lauren. You might want to look at her teeth.
Yeah.
So there's three, the two Hawaii girls and Lauren. Kelsey T, you got that's four.
Yeah, I have four.
And then cool. this is it right here.
I need the last one right here. All right, so no to Jess. Let's start from the other side.
Okay.
No to Daisy. She looks like a realtor.
Wow. Okay. Blind reacts.
I know. And is she a realtor? No, she's an account executive. Edwina, No, because she's an entrepreneur, and it just sounds like she doesn't have a job.
It sounds like she should be Filipino.
Yeah. Erica, I like Erica's hair. That's the thing.
I do like Erica's hair.
We're going to say no to Erica as well.
Okay.
Evelyn, no.
Huh?
Probably no to Jen. Okay. Ah, we'll keep Jen in the running for now.
Okay.
Because there's an Autumn on the first line.
Hey, yo. Is it Autumn season?
Allison. No, Allison just seems like a porn star name nowadays, bro. I can't do it. Chandler, no, because that's Chandler Bing's name. And she got her teeth look too white with tan skin. I can't do that. She looked like she got spray tanned. How do you pronounce this? Krissa?
Krissa.
Hey, Noah.
Close to Chris. Close to Chris.
Noah. That's a Noah. Okay, well, yeah, well, I guess we'll go with Autumn.
We got Autumn. We got Erica for the hair. We got Kelsey T, Leia, Lauren, and Rachel.
That's six.
Six. You know what? We'll keep it there.
We'll keep it at six?
Yeah. Okay.
Who you got?
Okay. So I'm obviously watching, so I know who's gonna be in there.
Who's
but
who?
My favorites are Daisy. She's my number one. I think she's gonna win.
You think so?
Yeah. Number two is Jen.
Yeah, really? What's so good about Jen? Tell me, give me some points on Jen.
So Jen, she just seems like super down to earth when she's talking to Joey, and their chemistry is just, you know, off the chain.
They're
so in love with each other when they're
these
talking.
People know, they've known each other for one and a half months.
They're just so happy together.
Okay.
I do like Caitlin. It's too bad she doesn't get as much screen time as the other girls, but I think she's underrated. She's a sweet girl.
Which one's Caitlin?
This one.
Okay, she seems sweet.
She's also Asian, so that's three.
Shout out to Asians.
I'm saying no to Maria. Fuck Maria.
Yeah.
Leia. Waipahu. Four.
Okay.
And then number five, I'm just gonna say Rachel, other Hawaii girl.
Yeah. Okay. Hawaii girls are guaranteed in.
Yeah. So
why is it that there's a Hawaii person on these things, there's always two girls?
I don't know, because you know,
like even on American Idol, we had two girls on there.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Jasmine
Trias and what was the other girl's name?
The Filipino girl. Yeah. Fuck. She was really good too. I kind of remember her name. Damn.
She looked better than
she was also like 17 at that time, Chris.
I was fucking underage. 10. I was fucking 10, Leonard.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
You were too.
Twenty-one. So the girls that are left in it are Daisy, Jen, Kelsey T. I think Kelsey A is still in too. Who else here? Maria is in. And that's it. Oh, wait. And Rachel. I forgot about Rachel. Sorry, Rachel.
They're still in?
Yeah, they're still in. But yeah,
What is Joey's profession?
I think he's a tennis coach. Let me run it back. I don't know. Oh, fuck. I'm going to get flamed. Okay.
I don't watch the show at all, bro. You're not getting flamed by me.
28-year-old teaching tennis pro from Collegeville, Pennsylvania, who stole hearts all over America on season 20. So he's a content creator now. He's a social media influencer.
Oh, he left his hard hours as a tennis instructor to be a content creator. Oh, my gosh. Well, this man has sacrificed so much for us.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We salute you.
Exactly.
But yeah, before we end this segment, Liana specifically wanted me to talk about my thoughts on Maria. And
go ahead.
Yeah, I'll go in. Okay, so she's part of the drama, right? Okay. She's also one of the top favorites to win it all. And for some people, she's the favorite to be the Bachelorette. But in my opinion, my honest, deeply honest opinion, I have no hate against the girl. But if there are multiple girls accusing this one person of being, you know, disrespectful, rude, then it's kind of suspicious that that person is to be rude and disrespectful. But in the show, it like has it edited to show her being bullied by the three girls and all of them like creating drama with her. One of the girls is Sydney. The girl you said no to. That's my thoughts. I don't think Maria is the one for him.
I don't either, buddy.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Unanimous vote. You heard it here.
It's wrong of them to like ship them without our permission.
Thank you. Our opinion matters.
I don't know. I would never be on that show. One, they don't have an Asian bachelor like in Wong Fu Productions.
Would you rather be the main person, or would you rather be a contestant?
I feel like I would rather be the contestant, because I feel like the contestants get more spotlight. Because if you're the main person, you kind of just have to be like the great figure, you know, that everyone wants at the end of the day. But like, if you're the contestant, you could be. I'd be more like a New York from Flavor of Love.
Hey, you know? Flavor.
Exactly. Then I'll come back as the main character regardless, because I caused so much of a scene.
Okay.
How about you?
Respect. The main. I'm a Leo. This is really rough. That's my heart. I like the spotlight.
Yeah, I bet.
But you know what? It's okay, because I already found my girl. Her name is Jess.
Yeah. I already found my bachelorette.
She got the final rose.
Oh, I just, oh man, I wish I brought it. I just gave Autumn roses today, but they weren't actual roses. They were like crocheted roses that I bought. Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those are pretty cool.
No, that's dope. Did you make it or you?
Oh, no, I wish I could crochet, but no, I like got it from someone.
Crochet?
It's just me like crocheting a bunch of shit. It's crochet.
Hey, welcome to the pod. I'm just...
He's just crocheting shit on the side? Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm stressing out a little more than usual about recording because I'm like, I want it to edit easier.
Oh.
I'm like, fuck, we're not synced anymore.
I know, shit.
We'll be good. Yeah, we'll be fine. It's fine. All right, next topic.
Right. Yeah.
The next topic is going to be favorite YouTube content creators from the past. Who you got in your top?
So when I was talking about YouTube content creators, yeah, I would just think about Ryan Higa, the first guy to come to my mind.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Or I guess back in the day it was I can't say it because I'm going to get canceled.
I was going to say. I was like, what was his name, Leonard? Tell me his name, Leonard. What was his name? We got him, boys.
But yeah,
revoke his card.
Ryan Higa and How to Be a Ninja.
I think it's
Toyota. Toyota, Honda, Civic, Suzuki. Hey.
Yeah.
How to Be Gangster.
Or stick of gum, sharp stick. Yeah, dude, that guy was ahead of his time for sure. I think he lives in Vegas now.
Ryan Higa lives in Vegas.
He bought like this fat house in Vegas, and I've seen it on like Tim Chantarantu's YouTube channel, who is also one of mine.
He streams on offline TV sometimes, like video games.
That's cool.
Yeah. Still a content creator.
Shout out to Ryan Higa, man. Come on the pod. Love to have you.
Classics.
Yeah.
Love you. Would love to have you. And Sean Fujiyoshi.
For sure.
Forget about him. Yeah.
My guy. I heard he's a good fisherman.
He actually went to my college, but he graduated the year after I started.
Oh, dang. That's crazy. Yeah. We're that close in age.
I guess so.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. You're right. Because he was making content in high school when we were in middle school. Mm. So, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
If only, right? Imagine, I always think about this. Like, what if I became a YouTuber and, like, really put my heart into it at the age of 12? Like, how would our lives have changed there? I probably would have been a really annoying person in my early 20s. Just saying.
You'd be bullied even more.
I'd be like, wait, let me get it on my camera real quick.
You're going to be in the back of the class.
I have a bunch of, I have a few vlogs out.
Okay, sir.
Yeah, man.
What?
I got a bunch of vlogs out. It's just like on a different channel. If you guys find it, good luck. No. Good luck finding it, buddy.
Okay.
I'll start a new one. I'll start a new vlog channel, I guess.
Speaking of, I also have some old videos of myself with my cousins. It's on my cousin's YouTube channel. So if you happen to find it, that wasn't me. Someone else.
If you happen to find it, go ahead and comment it down below.
Please don't.
I'd love to see that.
For my reputation, please don't.
Oh, no. No, we have to see it.
We'd love to see that. Wouldn't we love to see that, Lee?
Wouldn't we love to see that, Lee? Jackie, wouldn't we love to see that, Jackie? His name is Lee, goddammit.
Kafail to fish.
I love it. What is it? This is the kosher meal.
Shishini?
Nihamle. Shishini.
Shishiniqua, come on. Okay.
God. Sourdough de Kobe.
Buttercream.
Croc skin buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in. This is all from Rush Hour 2.
I fucking love Rush Hour.
Shout out to Rush Hour 2, man. Shout out to Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker. Mostly Jackie Chan, because I don't know what Chris Tucker does nowadays.
He was in Air.
Oh, he was in, he was in Air.
Yeah.
It was good. That was a good movie. Good. Did you watch that?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. But they were talking about that movie a long time ago. There you go. Content creators, do you remember Ray William Johnson?
No.
Dude, he had this show on his YouTube channel. This is before anyone ever thought about this. Uh-huh. It was a show about him reviewing viral clips from the internet. And this is before like Tosh.0 came out. I'm pretty sure Tosh.0 stole the idea from him. But it ran for a few years. And the best part about it was that he had one of the first vlogs on YouTube, and it was him living in New York City. And I'm pretty sure he was like a waiter or something at the time. So you just see him. He had a selfie stick in like 2012 before it became poppin'. And he was walking around New York with a selfie stick, recording himself talk. And it was like, at the time I was like, oh my God, this is groundbreaking. This is entertainment. Like I could do this and it would be entertaining to somebody. And
I can see you doing that.
Exactly. So, yeah, I just thought that he was really cool. He was very famous. Like when they listed off top earners of YouTubers, it was like Ryan Higa. I almost said his name. Ryan Higa. And then Ray William Johnson was right underneath that. And then like Tim Chantaranzi was like in the top 10.
Oh, Timothy Delaghetto.
Tim Delaghetto.
Delaghetto.
I've watched that.
The royal penis is clean, your highness.
Thank you, king shit. Now it's him talking about his daughter, right? And he's like, the royal princess is clean, your highness.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, he's a very wholesome YouTuber now. Yeah. But he used to be all about like the thumbnail, like big tits in the thumbnail, fat ass in the thumbnail.
Ratchet. Crazy.
I'd still do that for our thumbnail. Show your ass real quick. For a thumbnail, real quick. This is gonna be a great episode.
Yeah. Let's see. One more guy I want to mention was Gabe Bondoc. I don't know if you know him, but Filipino music artist, has some songs, sang Gentlemen Don't, Stronger Than All Them.
Gentlemen Don't, so good. I forgot that was his cover.
I won't tell the world.
Yeah.
You say that was his cover?
That was the song.
He was the guy that inspired me to play the guitar. And then,
wow.
Yeah. Like, his song was one of the first songs I ever learned. And it inspired me to play the guitar, sing a little bit, and then even wanting to make a video too. But I'm not there yet. I haven't posted a singing video yet.
He was the one that inspired me to be a multifaceted Filipino.
It's fulfilling my Filipino stereotype. Yeah.
Yeah. I was already dancing at the time. And I found his channel. I was like, I'm maybe basketball. I can be a singer. I was already drawing pieces in my book. I remember back in the day
when I was a year five.
I remember back in the day, it was like a lot more common for people to be like Filipinos to draw, like be drawers. Like my brother was like one of those people who would draw in his like little black book. He would just draw like people's eyes or people from afar. I wish I was that talented.
Yeah, I can't draw for shit.
Yeah, but I can memorize like a whole song in a day.
The only thing I can draw is draw the people into our discussion.
Draw the people into this podcast.
Two pinos in a pod.
Okay. Do we have another creator? Oh, Jeremy Passion is one of those guys.
Jeremy Passion, yeah.
Yeah, right? My sister was obsessed. Although Lemonade. I was also obsessed because I had so many songs of his in my iPod that was kind of embarrassing. Like, you'd be like, I don't know, What You Say by Trey Songz would play, and then the next one is Vienna by Jeremy Passion, and I'm like, there's totally different vibes here.
I think you were the one to introduce me to the like lovesick melodies that Jeremy Passion would make. Yeah,
so good.
Oh dude, I remember we would bump it at a student leader conference. I think that's when you first introduced it to me.
Crazy. Dang, y'all, I totally forgot that man, we were all there.
This man was, what's it called? Senior vice president.
Okay. Let's relax there. I was not part of the council. I'm not responsible for our reunion. All right? Don't ask me about it.
Don't ask me about it either.
Damn.
It's not like I was senior class treasurer or anything.
Y'all heard that? That's him. It's his fault.
Okay, let's move on to the last topic here.
What's this last topic you got?
I put in throwback R&B. But we could talk about OPM too if you want to.
I mean, I don't have much to talk about OPM, that's why I don't really...
Okay.
We can talk about it, though.
Let's do throwback R&B, then. So, this last topic that we're going to talk about is with the discussions about, like, these YouTube content creators, two of them being, like, music artists. It made me think about, like, the type of music that we used to listen to back in the day. And for me, at least, I know I grew up listening to a bunch of, like, R&B stuff. So, Casey and JoJo... Usher, All for One, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, all that stuff. So yeah, why don't you take it over, Chris?
I listen to a lot of R&B for sure. It was a lot of Usher, a lot of like hip, because like in the early 2000s, the mixture of R&B and hip hop was so close. Like there was so many Nelly songs that like influenced a lot of R&B songs. Even like they would bring in like country singers to do songs with the hip hop artists, like that Nelly song. Where's it go? Is it my head? Over and over again.
I think about it over and over again.
Yeah. So I feel like R&B, that kind of music that gives that kind of vibe, is not found very often nowadays.
Yeah.
And so it's rare. So that's probably why it gets replayed more often than not.
Yeah. I mean, you can see it in today's like remixing or sampling of songs. Like, Kolohe Kai made a reggae version of All My Life. And then if you look at Tory Lanez, he's got like his whole album dedicated to like some throwback R&B.
Throwbacks. Mixes. Yeah.
He throw it back.
He throw it back, so they throw it back.
And he
speaking of Tory Lanez, speaking of Tory Lanez, Drake just reposted 3U, which is like free you in Canadian slang. Just pretty much talking about Tory Lanez to like free Tory Lanez from prison. Because the theory is, here's the theory, since you're not caught up. okay. The theory is that Megan Thee Stallion lied. She lied about being shot in the foot, and that Universal Group told her to spin the story and say that Tory Lanez was the one, because Tory is an independent artist and one of the biggest, to be honest, because he was like selling out albums and whatnot for a very long time, 100% independent. And he even was popping off during the time because of the whole pandemic. He had like his Instagram live where like all of these girls would just twerk and he would like share their live.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very big at the time. Killer. And so that was like the whole spin of it all. And so Drake, around the same time that they were accusing him of all of this stuff, all of these really big famous music industry artists all stopped following Megan Thee Stallion. It was like Rihanna, Drake, Beyonce, all of these really big artists. Right. And they were all wondering, everyone's just wondering why they all started unfollowing her. But I guess it's because they all support Tory Lanez.
Okay.
Yeah. Big thing.
Heard from the people.
From
thank you, Chris, for that coverage. Now back to sports.
Hawaii, working for Hawaii.
Hawaii. This is Hawaii News Now.
Dude,
I'm Leonard Freeman, and this is.
You're just shocking at the end. yeah, anything else about the throwback topics? throwback R&B?
Do you remember like talk or listening to like underground R&B music like Frankie J?
Yep.
Lil Eddie.
Yep.
And then there's this one song I just want to share on there that, you know, I've totally forgot about, but Daniel D, The Truth. I don't know if you ever heard that song, but
not that one.
Let me see if I can.
Lil Rob, Summer Nights.
Ooh, ain't nothing like them summer nights.
Dog. Right.
That was my type of music, man.
I feel it. And I definitely had stuff like that too. Because I don't know. We listened to the same kind of music back then. Yeah, anyway.
True.
Yeah, I listened to that K-pop stuff, Stanton.
I'm about to get you on it, Chris.
Sure.
Just count on it.
All right, if you say so. There we go.
Kansamnida, Chris.
All right, up next we got this or that. This is when we pick a item from a list. It's either going to be this or that. Lenny, you're going to go ahead and read them off today.
All right, so the first one here we got is Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts. You want to say it together or?
No, we can do separate today.
Okay.
Right, you go first.
I'm going to say Reels.
Instagram Reels is a good one. I just feel like they're both a minute long, though. Yeah, I feel like Instagram Reels are more informative than YouTube Shorts.
If we were to throw in TikTok in there, I'd probably pick TikTok.
Yeah, I guess you're right. My TikTok has been so bad lately.
Oh, has it? Oh,
oh like, man, yeah. I'm way, switching between all three right now. I don't know which one's superior. Which way, Chris?
Okay, naughty boy.
Hey, are you scrolling when you shouldn't be?
You should try this Blue Chew. Manscaped.
Manscaped. I do want to try Manscaped.
Lucky me too.
yeah. Maybe if they're a sponsor of the pod, you know, them into something.
Get your 10% off discount code by using two pinos in a pod.
Get your lawnmower 2.0 right now using the promo code two pinos.
The lawnmower 5000.
The Ball Scrubber 2000.
Oh my god, you have to see the Long Beach Griffey video of that.
Okay, send it over after.
All right. Okay, so we talked about them earlier. Jeremy Passion or Gabe Bondoc?
You go first.
You know, gentlemen don't usually go first, but I'm going to say Gabe Bondoc. Let's go.
Yeah. Ah, you know, they're both good.
We're stronger than.
They're both good. You know, like, oh, here's my argument. Yeah. Jeremy Passion made Lemonade.
Hear the weight of it. Okay.
Right? So he had
with the lemon and the ice and the sugar, or
no? He made the song Lemonade.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Just clarification for the for the fans. Yeah.
So like already a Filipino national anthem, right? Made by this man, but she Gabe Bondoc, did the cover of In Your Atmosphere, flawlessly.
Ooh, yes, he does covers.
Yeah. Ooh, they both do covers.
That's true. They cover each other too.
They cover each other. You know what? I'm gonna go with Jeremy Passion because he has a better name.
Okay. Respect. But he doesn't go by he goes by Jeremy Passion, but not Passion anymore.
Yeah. Passion was a really good name. That was a fire selection at the time.
Yeah.
And also because Jeremy Passion lost his hairline and I'm on the way, so I'm gonna be on his team.
Okay. That's why he wears beanies now and hats?
Yep.
Makes sense.
Very bad. Like, it's like back here.
Shit. Okay. Next one is Wong Fu Productions or Jubilee Project? Damn.
I'm going to say, I don't know, man. They're both really good. Know, you know, they're like, right? They tell very compelling stories.
They touch your
heart. I just
feel
like Wong Fu has more variety.
Yeah.
You know, they can cater to comedy and to drama, so yeah, we're gonna go with Wong Fu.
Casting's more familiar to,
they look into the market and they see who's out there, so they can like recruit them for their projects as well. Wong Fu was the first A24. All right, like before A24, it was Wong Fu.
That's
production.
Right. Yeah. True.
So we're gonna go with Wong Fu.
Yeah. Okay, Wong Fu. You can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong, fool.
Wee-wee. You can't
Fool. Go wrong. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong, fool.
Okay, fool.
Okay. My vato gonna come over here, fool.
We just went from baby voice to now baby Mexican.
I know.
Okay, so Filipino stereotypes. Which one would you go with? Knowing how to dance or sing?
Which one would you pick?
Singing, of course.
So when I was a child,
I'm a lover.
When I was a child, my mother would bring my sister and I to parties, and my sister would sing and I would be the dance. Right now that I'm older and my knees don't work the same way that they used to, I have to lean towards the sing part. So before it was dance, but now I have to lean towards the sing because I much rather just sit there and sing.
Okay.
That was an easy one, to be honest.
Yeah. Let's breeze through the next two.
Alrighty.
Okay. So next one is Catch the Rail or Stuck in Traffic? Oof. Stuck in Traffic.
Yeah, I'd be stuck in traffic, bro. Because even if I get on the rail, I still have to get into somewhere else afterwards. Stuck in traffic. Plus, I get my own space. I'm in my own car. I don't have to talk to anybody. I bump my own music.
Yeah. You don't have to get worried about getting jacked, getting your dollar stolen from your pocket. You know what I mean?
I haven't been the Jackie, but I have been the Jacker. For another day, let's go.
Are you the jacking off?
Check it off.
Last, this or that. Would you rather know how for bang or know how for scrap?
Easy, bro. Because I'm not no serious guy. I don't want to take no lives. So I'd rather learn how for scrap, not for bang.
Why, bro? We got plenty of y'all for bang over here. Tell your brother Kim.
No need bang, bro. I'll scrap.
Kim Jong. I wouldn't. I'd rather go with bang.
I had this lady. Had this lady at work yesterday. She was like, "Oh, we were talking about somebody," and she's like, "Oh, I never." I was like, "Oh, you wanted to lick her, yeah? Oh, you wanted to scrap her, yeah?" She's like, "Oh no, I never like scrap her. I just like give her lickings one time."
Yeah, like, you give them lickings, auntie. You do it, auntie. Give them cracks like that, you know.
Shout out to Auntie Squeaky.
Kids these days, Squeaky.
Yup. And that's it. That's it, folks. That's the end of this or that. Thank you, Lenny, for our topics today.
Thank you, Chris, for bringing the energy and, you know, bringing this podcast to life.
It's on my mind more often than not nowadays. On like what needs to get done next. I'm like, fuck, what can I do to help? So if anybody has any suggestions on how to help us, please hit us in the comment section below. If you have a business you'd like to be shouted out on this podcast, comment down below.
If you want to be a guest on our show, please comment down below.
Exactly, yeah. If you want to be a guest on the show, comment down below. We'll send you a link over.
Yes, sir.
But go ahead and plug your stuff, Lenny.
All right, y'all. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, at Leo the Firm, LEOD as in dog, AF as in Frank, IRM as in Mary. You can follow me on Twitch at Elfeezy, LFEEZY. And then, you know, follow our Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Apple Spotify at Two Pinos in a Pod. Yup. So appreciate you guys. Love the support.
Yes, sir. Leave us a 5-star stunner rating on those platforms. If you can, leave a good review. It really helps us get shown to more people. If you guys want to give us a comment on there, send us an email, any kind of things to help the algorithm out. So give us a thumbs up, thumbs down if you feel that way too. It helps us either way. I am Chris. You can find me on all platforms. Real Man Hewlett. It'll be over on Leonard's face right now. Follow me on all platforms. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, X, Xvideos.
Oh, yeah, X.
And that's it, man. That was our pod. Hey.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Peace.
Follow.
Love you.
Follow the pod.
Salamat po. I can't